الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تتنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل منه البر والفاجر، ألا وإن الآخرة أجل صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر، يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل، ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار، ألا فاعملوا وأنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا أنكم معروضون على أعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذرة خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذرة شرا يره، أو كما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, in this age of zulmat and darkness, in this age of ignorance, in this age which reminds one of the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the prophecy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wherein he said, Badiru bil a'mal. He said, O my ummah, hasten towards a'mal. Persevere on a'mal. Apply yourselves upon a'mal. Never ever take your deen and iman for granted. Why? He said, Fitanan ka qita'in min al-layl al-muzlim. He said, fitnas are coming. Tests, trials, tribulations. An analogy, an example of these fitnas was given. He said, كَقِطَعٍ مِنَ اللَّيْلِ الْمُظْلِمِ. He said, like the onset of sections or portions of a dark night. Ulama described, explained the wisdom behind this example. They say the transition, the movement on a daily basis from daytime, from daylight to darkness is gradual. There is no fixed point you can say that now light became dark. But secretly, stealthily, every day, the darkness encroaches. And all of a sudden you realize it is completely dark. Allah Rasulullah said, like that fitnas are coming. Such things that will target the iman of my ummah, like sections of a dark night. And what will be the effect of these fitnas? He said, يُسْتِحُ الرَّجُلُ مُؤْمِنًا وَيُمْسِي كَافِرًا. A person will have iman in the evening, a person will have iman in the morning, By the evening, he will have become a kafir. يُبْسِي مُؤْمِنًا وَيُسْبِحُ كَافِرًا. The person will have iman in the evening, by the next morning, he will have become a kafir. And what will be the underlying cause? What will cause the ummah to lose their iman like this? That a person will have iman in the morning, by the evening will be a kafir. Allah Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, يَبِيعُ دِينَهُ بِعَرَضٍ مِنَ الدُّنْيَا. That my ummah will sell their deen. They will sell their deen in return for this dunya. That dunya which is temporary. That dunya which is a passing phase. Such an environment of the love and the attachment of this dunya will be found. That this ummah will forsake the iman in return for this dunya. And we see it, my respected brothers, how many different places throughout the world. The country that is neighboring South Africa, Malawi, it is said in the last 15 to 20 years, 5 million Muslims have become murtad. A few years ago, Jamaat was in Nigeria. We went to one area, we met a sheikh who had qualified in Medina University. He says, I'm working in this area, I'm based here for the last 15, 20 years. He says, when I came to this area, there was 100% Muslim. At that time, a Christian missionary came into my area. And the head of that missionary said to me, he said, our target and our goal is we will make such an effort in this area that every 4 houses there will be one signpost of Christianity. He says, I'm in this area for 15 years, 100% Muslim at one time. He says, already every 8 house there is a sign of Christianity. Just last month our Jamaat was working in one area in South Africa. Ladies and gentlemen, we met a Jamaat from Indonesia. His brothers were out for 4 months in the Path of Allah. Elderly people, one brother was 72 years old in the Jamaat. There were 10 brothers, 9 of them couldn't even speak English, one only could speak broken English. He was telling us, Indonesia, there are 13,000 islands. 13,000 islands. The Muslim population, he said, the population of Indonesia, the most populous Muslim country in the world, says the total population is 280 million plus minus. The brother was giving karguzari. He says, one time we were 100% Muslim. And now we are about 80% Muslim. So in the last 30 years, in the last 20 or 30 years, 30 million Muslims have become murtad. There is a fire of irtidad. There is a fire of irtidad that is burning. Those who are born with miftahul jannah, those who are born with the key to jannah, those who are born with the shahadat of La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, those who are born with the key to eternal happiness in paradise, sometimes for some medical treatment, sometimes for some school education, sometimes for a hamper of food, almost on a daily basis this iman is being forsaken and this iman is being given up. Such a period and phase this ummah is going through. When Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to hold fast to my deen, a time will come to hold fast to my deen, kalqabidi ala al-jamal. He said it would be like trying to hold a burning coal, a burning flame in your hand. In such a period of darkness, in such a period of zulmat, for gatherings like this to take place, on the nisbat of the seeker of the deen of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, on the nisbat of the kalima la ilaha illallah Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where people from far and wide, different parts of the world, different parts of the country are coming together. We are seeing gatherings like this taking place throughout the world. Who is on my right, who is on my left, I don't even know. What qurbani and sacrifice the person made to come here, we don't know. Just now after Taraweeh, I met somebody. He said to come for this bayan, to come for this program, I had to leave after Maghrib Salah, I only reach now. 2-3 years ago, our Jamaat was in Nigeria. In one area, Ijtima was taking place. Some brothers were walking for 300 kilometers just to reach the Ijtima. So such jazba, such zeal. And even in this age of darkness, there is still that spark, still that glimmer of Iman. There is still that just that little spark of fikr and concern for deen that is bringing this ummah together. So we don't know who's on our right, who's on our left, what qurbani, what sacrifice he has made. We may not even know his name. But the fact of the matter, my respected brothers, is that Allah knows the name of each and every one. Allah knows what jazba, what zeal is in his heart. Allah knows what qurbani and what sacrifice he has made. And right now, by the qasam of my Allah is taking the name of each and every person in this gathering. وَلَقَدْ بَاهَ اللَّهُ بِكَ الْمَلَائِكَةَ. And Allah is boasting to his angels about each person in this gathering. These type of gatherings to take place in this age of zulmat and darkness. ذَلِكَ فَضْلُ اللَّهِ يُتِيهِ مَنْ يَشَاءَ. This is the fadl, this is the virtue of Allah. This is Allah's grace, this is Allah's acceptance. Like the poet says, meri talab bhi kisi ke karam ka sadqa hai, ye kadam utha nahi uthaya jata hai. He says, even this desire that I have in my heart, even this desire that I have in my heart to go close to the deen of Allah, this is Allah's favor upon me. Without His acceptance, without His tawfiq, without His guidance, we cannot take one step even. Great Nabi of Allah, Nabi Shu'aib alayhi salam, what does he say in the Quran? وَمَا تَوْفِيقِي إِلَّا بِاللَّهِ عَلَيْهِ تَوَكَّلْتُ وَإِلَيْهِ أُنِيبُ. That, oh Allah, whatever I have done, the Nabi is saying, Ya Allah, whatever I have done, it is with your tawfiq. It is with your guidance. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ قُلُوبَ بَنِي آدَمَ بَيْنَ أُصْبُعَيْنِ مِنْ أَصَابِ الرَّحْمَانِ يُقَلِّبُهُمَا كَيْفَ يَشَاءَ. He said, the hearts of Ibn Adam, the hearts of insan are between two fingers of the fingers of Rahman. Allah can turn those hearts in whatever direction He wants. That happens on the surface of this earth which my Allah wants. Without mashwara or consultation with anyone, without the assistance of anyone, without the help of anyone, that happens which Allah wants. Ma sha Allahu kan, wa ma lam yasha lam yakun, and that which Allah doesn't want can never ever happen. Yahdi may yasha, hidayat, guidance in the hands of Allah. Yudhullu may yasha, Allah deviates whomsoever He wants. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wealth, affluence in the hands of Allah. وَيَقْدِرْ. Want, poverty, need, hunger, strife, difficulty in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility, recognition,
in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation, ignominy, falling from grace in the hands of Allah. أَضْحَكَ. Happiness in the hands of Allah. أَبْكَ. Sadness in the hands of Allah. أَمَاتَ. Death in the hands of Allah. أَحْيَا. Life in the hands of Allah. مَا شَاءَ اللَّهُ كَانْ كَمَا شَاءَ كَانْ فِي الْوَقْتِ الَّذِي شَاءَ عَلَى الْوَجْهِ الَّذِي شَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ زِيَادَةٍ وَلَا نُقْصَانٍ وَلَا تَقَدُّمٍ وَلَا تَأَخُّرٍ. That happens which Allah wants, in the manner Allah wants, in the time Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants, not more than that which Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ. And that which Allah doesn't want, all the armies, all the governments, all the technologies of this world can get together. لَمْ يَكُنْ. It will never ever happen. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَهٌ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَهٌ. He is the ilah of the heavens, He is the ilah of this earth. أَكْبَرْ مِنْ كُلِّ كَبِيرٍ أَقْوَى مِنْ كُلِّ قَوِيٍّ أَعَزْ مِنْ كُلِّ عَزِيزٍ أَعْظَمْ مِنْ كُلِّ عَظِيمٍ أَجَلْ مِنْ كُلِّ جَلِيلٍ. Greater than anything with greatness, more powerful than anything with power, more mighty than anything with might, more majestic than anything with majesty, more glorious than anything with glory. My Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he raises his hands in dua, look at the manner in which he declares the Qudrat, the Wahdaniyat, the Samadiyat, the Jabariyat, the Hakimiyat of my Allah. Allahumma anta ahakku man dhukir, wa ahakku man ubid, wa ansaru man ibtughi, wa ar'afu man malak, wa ajwadu man su'il, wa awsau man aata. Anta al-malik, la sharika lak, wal fard alladhi la nidda lak, kullu shay'in halikun illa wajhak, لن تطاع إلا بإذنك ولن تعصى إلا بعلمك تطاع فتشكر وتعصى فتغفر أقرب شهيد وأدنى خفيف حلت دون النفوس وأخذت بالنواصي وكتبت الآثار ونسبت الآجال القلوب لك مقضية والسر عندك علانية والحلال ما أحللت والحرام ما حرمت والدين ما شرعت والأمر ما قضيت والخلق خلقك والعبد عبدك وأنت الله الرؤوف الرحيم. The Qasam of my Allah, no language can translate this. Where am I going to bring an Allah like you? Where am I going to bring an Allah like you that is worthy of being remembered? Where am I going to bring an Allah like you whose treasures are limitless? I have brought my begging mat and I have placed it in your court. You are the king, there is no partner with you. You are alone, there is no assistant with you. Your treasures are such that the kings of this world, if we turn to them, they will run away. Yet you are such that the more beggars come to you, the more happier you become. Your doors are open morning and night. Help only comes from you. Succor only comes from you. Support only comes from you. Assistance only comes from you. Oh my Allah, you cannot even be obeyed without your permission. You cannot be disobeyed without your knowledge. You are so kareem, you are so merciful, you are so kind, that when you are disobeyed, you forgive. And when you are obeyed, you shower your mercy, and you shower your bounties, and you shower your rewards upon us. Words cannot do justice to the greatness of my Allah. There is no paymana, there is no scale, there is no measuring tape that can measure the greatness and the majesty of Allah. Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this lesson of sabak, this lesson or the sabak of iman, every morning, tahajjud salah, this lesson of yaqeen, this ummah is to be taught. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his dua'i masura, amongst the du'as that he would recite at the time of tahajjud salah, was this dua, ma sha'allahu kan, wa ma lam yasha, lam yakun. أعلم أن الله على كل شيء قدير وأن الله قد أحاط بكل شيء علما. That happens which my Allah wants, and that which my Allah doesn't want can never ever happen. أعلم أَعْلَمُ I know, I have conviction, I have belief أَنَّ اللَّهَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ That Allah has قدرت over everything وَأَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا And the knowledge of Allah encompasses every aspect, every facet of the existence. Every cell in our bodies, every atom in this universe is in the knowledge of Allah. One verse of the Quran in Surah Ma'idah, when this verse was being revealed, Mufassirin mentioned that 70,000 malaika accompanied the revelation of this verse. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوْ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ By Allah, the key to the unseen, لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوْ No one but Allah knows this. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ Everything that is on this earth, everything that is on this earth, whether it is the rivers, whether it is the trees, whether it is the mountains, whether it is the animals, whether it is the lions, whether it is the leopard, whether it is the cheetah, whether it is the fox, multitudes of animals, multitudes of birds, multitudes of insan and jinnat, everything that is on this earth is in the knowledge of Allah. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَحْرِ Everything in the ocean, 70% of this earth is the water of the ocean. The makhlukat and the creation of the ocean is more than oceans of the land. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ Everything in the oceans also is in the knowledge of Allah. It is said 1 cubic centimeter of water of the ocean contains more living organisms than the number of insan on the surface of this earth. More than 6 billion makhluk and creation Allah has kept in 1 cubic centimeter of water of the ocean. All this is in the knowledge of Allah. وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَّةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا What is Quran telling us? That not a single leaf from a single tree on the surface of this earth falls except with the permission of Allah. That leaf has to take Allah's permission before it falls. The number of leaves on the trees of the surface of this earth is in the knowledge of Allah. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ There isn't a grain, there isn't a seed in the depths of the earth except that it is in the knowledge of Allah. وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ There isn't a green or a fresh thing, there isn't a dry or a withered thing, إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ Except that it is in a clear-cut book in the knowledge of Allah. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا When Allah speaks of His knowledge in the Quran, Allah is Alim. Allah has knowledge. Nowadays, insan gets 1 or 2 university degrees. He gets a PhD, or he goes to Harvard University, Oxford University, picks up 1 or 2 titles and he says, I have a lot of knowledge. What knowledge does he have? Knowledge is nothing compared to the knowledge of Allah. Ask this insan, bhai, you have knowledge? He says, yeah. Yes, I have knowledge. How many fingers? You got 10 fingers. How many eyes? You got 2 eyes. How many ears? You got 2 ears. How many hair on your head? Harvard University professor, Oxford University graduate, by how many hair on your own head? Already his knowledge has come to an end. How many hair on my head, your head, the head of every human being on the surface of this earth, every human being that was, every human being that will be, all this is in the knowledge of Allah. Allah is Alim. Allah has knowledge. أَنَّ اللَّهَ قَدْ أَحَاطَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عِلْمًا Allah's knowledge encompasses every facet of this human, of this. Allah's knowledge encompasses every facet of this existence. Nothing is concealed from Allah's knowledge. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ Everything that enters this earth in the knowledge of Allah, how many things are entering the earth every second? Third world countries, what they do, they plant seeds, the farmers, they sprinkle the seeds. First world countries, they use helicopters and sprinkle the seeds. Millions of tiny, tiny seeds are entering the ground. Rainwater is falling. It is said every second, 16 million tons of water from the earth evaporates into the atmosphere, and every second 16 million tons of water from the atmosphere come back onto the earth. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ. On a given piece of ground, the rainwater is coming down. How many droplets of rainwater are falling? What the volume of each droplet is? What the speed of each droplet is? Where it will land? Which droplet of rainwater will nourish some plant? Which droplet of rainwater will become a coconut? Which one will become a mango? Which one will become a banana? Which one will go into a lemon? Which droplet of rainwater the dog will drink? Which one the cat will drink? Which one the bird will drink? Which one the pigeon will drink? Which one will go into which stream? Which one will go into which river? Which one will go into which sea? All this is in the knowledge of Allah. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا. Everything that comes out of this earth. How many things are coming out of this earth? Somewhere a little blade of grass is coming out. Somewhere an insect is coming out. Somewhere the butterfly is born. The fish in the sea, when they lay eggs, one fish lays 30,000 eggs. What is the size of each egg? What is contained inside each egg? All this is in the knowledge of Allah. Allah says in the Quran, كُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَنْ خَلَقٍ يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. How many verses Allah Ta'ala is inviting you? Understand the knowledge of Allah. Who is your Allah? That nothing conceals, nothing conceals. هَلْ أَتَى عَلَى الْإِنسَانِ حِينٌ مِّنَ الدَّهْرِ لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Allah says, O insan, O human being, did they not pass upon you a period of time? لَمْ يَكُنْ شَيْئًا مَذْكُورًا. Your zikr did not take place. No one spoke about you. إِنَّا خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانِ. We created you from what? مِنْ نُطْفَةٍ أَمْشَادٍ. From a mingling of sperm. Somewhere Allah says, مِمَّا إِنْ دَافِقْ. From a spurt of liquid. Somewhere Allah says, مِمَّا إِنْ مَهِينْ. From a drop of worthless fluid. وَلَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ مِنْ سُلَالَةٍ مِنْ طِينٍ ثُمَّ جَعَلْنَاهُ نُطْفَةً فِي قَرَارٍ مَكِينٍ ثُمَّ خَلَقْنَا النُّطْفَةَ عَلَقًا فَخَلَقْنَا الْعَلَقَةَ مُضْغَةً فَخَلَقْنَا الْمُضْغَةَ عِظَامًا فَكَسَوْنَا الْعِظَامَ لَحْمًا ثُمَّ أَنْشَأْنَاهُ خَلْقًا آخَرَ فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ. Allah says, verily we created this insan from an extract of clay. From an extract of clay, he was made into a drop of sperm in a safe receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. Stage upon stage upon stage of creation. That drop of sperm, that seminal fluid, is not one sperm. Sperm is so tiny, you need a microscope to see it. In that seminal fluid, there are 200 to 300 million sperm. When the male and female meet, then this 200 to 300 million sperm start the journey. On the other side is the egg of the mother. Only about 1,000 sperms make the journey, they reach the target. It is said on that egg of the mother there are 60,000 different codes. 60,000 codes in that egg. And from all these sperms there is only one sperm that has the matching 60,000 different codes. So the matching process starts. If this 60,000 codes do not match, the one is rejected, then the next one, then the next one, then the next one, then the next one. Where is this taking place? In a laboratory? In very good lighting? In conducive circumstance, controlled environment? No! Fi butuni ummahatikum, in the womb of your mothers. Is the lighting very good? What is Quran telling us? Fi zulumatin salat, in three layers of darkness. That sperm is so tiny you can't see it with the naked eye. That egg is so tiny you can't see it with the naked eye. 60,000 codes matching process in three layers of darkness. Who is doing this? It is said that if you have to employ a group of genetic scientists and zoology experts and get them to carry out the same task that is happening in the womb of the mother in the space of 1.5 to 2 hours, if you have to employ a group of scientists to carry out the same task, it will take them 2 to 3 years to do what happens in 30 minutes in the womb of the mother. فَهَلْ يَقْدِرُ عَلَىٰ ذَٰلِكَ أَحَدٍ غَيْرِي. Allah calls out, does anyone else have this qudrat? Does anyone else have this power? And finally, when the one matching one is reached, one of these sperm only matches that egg, 60,000 codes. Finally, when the matching one, when the match takes place, then there is a pause. There is a pause. If the pukar, if the call comes, مُخَلَّقَ, that taqleeq must take place, then only it will proceed. Even if the match is found, and Allah has to call out, غَيْرُ مُخَلَّقَ, taqleeq must not take place, that sperm also is rejected. Hundreds and thousands of different women, at any given time this process is taking place. Finally, when the match is found, what is the first thing that is created? What is the first thing that is made is the heart. The rest of the body follows the heart. The first thing that is made is the heart. Once the followers of Musa alayhi salam asked Musa alayhi salam, that, oh Musa, where is Allah's house? Where is Allah's house? Musa alayhi salam got upset. He said, what kind of questions you people keep asking? Why you ask these strange questions? Allah Ta'ala sends wahi to Musa alayhi salam, tell them, that heart which is filled with my love, that is my house. That heart which is filled with my love, that is my house. This heart has to become the Qibla of Allah. This heart has to become the Arsh of Allah. This heart has to be filled with the recognition of Allah. The first thing that is formed in this insan is the heart. Why? Because that heart has to recognize Allah. The rest of the body follows the heart. How many different millions of women at any given time? This process of taqleeq is taking place. Not only insan, dog, bird, insect, fish. Millions and millions and millions and billions of different creations at any given time. Somewhere an eye is being formed, somewhere ear is being formed, somewhere heart is being formed, somewhere liver is being formed, somewhere kidney is being formed. Allah is Khalid, Allah is Musawwir, Allah is Badia. All this is happening under the direct command of Allah. And Allah is such that Allah does not become ghafil of any of His creation, even to 1 second. مَا كَانَ رَبُّكَ نَسِيَّا. Allah does not forget anything. لَا يَذِلُّ رَبِّي وَلَا يَنْسَى. My Allah does not make any mistake. لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَى وَلَا نَوْمْ. My Allah does not sleep. My Allah does not doze off. لَا يَعُودُهُ حِبْنُهُمَا. The protection and the creation and the control of the heavens and the earth does not tire Allah. We'll never find anywhere any mistake that from a dog a rabbit is born, or from a rabbit a fox is born, or from a fox a wolf is born. No mistake. هَلْ تَرَى مِنْ فُتُونَ. Allah says, look around. Can you see any defect in the creation of Allah? This human being starts off with one cell. That cell is so small you can't see it with the naked eye. Inside the cell is the DNA of the cell. that DNA has 3.5 billion characteristics, what we call nucleotides. 3.5 billion in one DNA, which is so tiny. The DNA is 1/1,000,000th the size of the cell. Inside the cell, 1/1,000,000th its size is the DNA. That DNA is made up of 3.5 billion characteristics. It is said that the wisdom contained in one cell is more than the accumulated knowledge of the entire human race. If you have to write down the information contained in that one DNA of one cell, you will need 900 encyclopedias, each one 500 pages long. Who is doing this? One Allah. This insan, Allah says, He created you from an extract of clay. From an extract of clay, you were made into a drop of sperm in the same receptacle. From a drop of sperm into a clot of blood. From a clot of blood into a lump of flesh. Stage upon stage upon stage of creation that at one time was one cell is brought forth 9 months later, 6 billion times bigger, 100 million times heavier. This insan, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, the paragon, the height of Allah's creation, فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ, what at one time was one cell is brought together, 9 months later, this insan, a composition of 100 trillion cells. 100 trillion cells. فَتَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ أَحْسَنُ الْخَالِقِينَ, blessed is Allah who is the best of creators. Allah invites you, وَفِي أَنفُسِكُمْ أَفَلَا تُبْصِرُونَ, look within yourselves, you will recognize the qudrat of Allah. Everything around us is inviting you, recognize your Allah, recognize the qudrat of Allah, recognize the kibriyai of Allah, recognize the jalal of Allah, recognize the azmat of Allah. Unfortunately, my respected brothers, we are living in a period of darkness. We are living in a period of zulmat. We are living in a period of jahalat, of ignorance. When we talk of ignorance and jahalat, we are not talking of jahalat of university degrees. Go and see in the world nowadays what they told us by. Get a degree, you will become successful. Get a degree, you will get a lot of wealth. Get a degree, people will look up to you. Go and see in the European countries now, the unemployment queues are lined up with people with university degrees. Begging for jobs. The same degree which they told us is everything is not even worth toilet paper. Allah is showing His qudrat. This concept or this idea that if you don't have a university degree, you are jahil, you are ignorant, this is a lie. The most jahil, the most ignorant nation on the surface of this earth is that nation that is jahil of Allah. Jahalat is jahalat of Allah. Jahalat, ignorance is jahalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jahalat is jahalat of Quran. Jahalat is jahalat of Jannat. Jahalat is jahalat of Jahannam. Look at the manner, look at the expression of Quran. Allah Ta'ala says, قُلْ كَلَّمُ مُحَمَّدٍ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدْ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. Who is Allah calling jahil? Who is Quran referring to as jahil, as ignorant? أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدْ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ. Any knowledge, any ideology that will take you away from Allah is jahalat. Jahalat is jahalat of Allah. He who saw the rising sun, he who saw the setting sun, he who saw the snow-capped mountain peak, he who saw the beautiful fields, saw the redness of the rose, the yellowness of the sunflower, the whiteness of the carnation, experienced the beautiful fragrance that is coming from a rose or coming from a flower, saw the multitudes of color on the wing of the butterfly. He who saw the dead ground and the rain waters came down, how that dead ground came back into life. He who saw the falcon or the eagle perched on the top of the mountain as it swoops down to catch its prey. Observe the beautiful manner in which this bird flies downward. Saw the manner in which it clutches its claws. Observe the way its eyes are trained on its prey. Observe the manner in which it clutches its prey and then, defying the laws of gravity, rises up. He who saw the lion or the cheetah rushing across the field, observe the precision in its movement, saw the intelligence in its design, saw the artistry in its motion. He who heard the thunder, saw the lightning, heard the pitter-patter of the rain droplets, he who saw all this and failed to see the noor of Allah, more jahil than him there is no one. Allahu noor as-samawati wal ard, mathal noorihi kamishkatin fiha misbah, المصباح في زجاجة الزجاجة كأنها كوكب دري يوقد من شجرة مباركة زيتونة لا شرقية ولا غربية يكاد زيتها يضيء ولو لم تمسكه نار نور على نور يهدي الله لنوره من يشاء. Allah is the نور, Allah is the effulgence, Allah is the light of the heavens and the earth. Everything around us is shining with the نور of Allah. Every ray of sun is shining with the noor of Allah. Every droplet of rainwater, in its pitter-patter, as it strikes the ground, is shouting out, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah. Bring an eye that did not look at the daughters of others. Bring an eye that did not look at haram. Bring an ear that did not listen to haram music. Bring a heart that is not soiled with the love and the attachment of dunya. Bring a heart that is not blackened with the disobedience of Allah. And by the qasam of my Allah, by the qasam of my Allah, in the rays of the sun you will see the noor of Allah. In the pitter-patter of the rain droplets you will hear La ilaha illallah. In everything around you, you will see the pukar, Rabbul Mashriq wal Maghrib, Rabbul Mashriqayn wa Rabbul Maghribayn, Rabbul Mashariq wa Rabbul Magharib, Rabbul Samawati Saba wa Rabbul Arshil Azim. East, west, north, south, above, below, aynama tuwallu, fathamma wajhullah. Turn in any direction and you will find Allah. Allah is right. Allah is the Rabb of the East, Rabb of the West, Rabb of North, Rabb of South, Rabb of above, Rabb of below. Insan has no other purpose, has no other object in this world except to make the marifat of Allah. Recognize who is Allah, that which Quran calls out, Fafirru ilallah, Fafirru ilallah, Fafirru ilallah. Run back to Allah, run back to Allah, run back to Allah. There is no other success, there is no other dignity, there is no other honor. عبدي اطلبني تجدني إن وجدتني وجدت كل شيء وإن فتني فاتك كل شيء وأنا خير لك من كل شيء. حديث قدسي. Allah says, search for me, look for your Allah, search for your Allah. اطلبني تجدني, you will find Allah. إن وجدتني وجدت كل شيء, if you have found Allah you have found everything. This heart has to be filled with the love of Allah, with the azmat of Allah, with the recognition of Allah. Like you heard yesterday in the verse of the Quran, what does Allah say? وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. What is iman? Those whose love for Allah is intense. أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ. Mufassirin explain, what is this أَشَدُّ حُبًّا لِلَّهِ? What is greater than love? They say, ish. Ish. Al-Imanu fi قلب الرجل أن يحب الله عز وجل. جناب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, what is iman? He said, iman in the heart of a person is that his heart should be filled with the love of Allah. One occasion, one woman came to Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi. Imam al-Awliya. She said, I have a complaint. So he asked, what is your complaint? She said, Allah has given me great beauty. Allah has given me great beauty. If Allah had not made it compulsory that a woman should cover herself, that a woman should wear a veil and parda, I would have removed the veil from in front of my face and I would have shown you what beauty Allah has given me. And yet despite this, my husband wants to take another wife. Normally a woman can never tolerate that a husband should take a second wife. Why? I don't know what the situation in Sri Lanka is, but in South Africa if someone has to take a second wife, Qiyamah will come. All sorts of excuse they give. Why you can't take second wife? But the main reason why a woman can't stand this is because she doesn't want a partner. She doesn't want a partner in the affection of her husband. She wants to be the only one. So this woman comes to Sheikh Abdul Qadir Jilani rahmatullah alayhi. And she says, if Allah had not ordained the veil and the parda, I would have shown you what beauty Allah has given me. And yet despite this, my husband wants to take another wife. When the Shaykh hears this, he falls down unconscious. This woman gets a shock. Even his students get a shock. This woman came to complain about her husband that he wants to take a second wife. And our Shaykh has fallen down unconscious. It doesn't make sense. So when he recovers, when he gains consciousness, they ask him, they say, Hazrat, what happened? He said, Ye aurat makhlooq hokar اپنے محبت میں شراکت برداشت نہیں کر سکتی, اللہ خالق ہو کر برداشت کیسے کریں گے. He said, this woman is makhlooq, she is a creation, and she cannot bear that there should be a partner with her in the affection of her husband. Allah is خالق, Allah is the creator, Allah has given us everything. How is Allah ever going to tolerate that we ascribe partners with him? إِنِّي وَالْجِنُّ وَالْإِنسُ فِي نَبَئٍ عَظِيمٍ. Hadith Qudsi, Allah says, between me and insan and jinnat, there is a great dispute. أَخْلُقْ وَيُعْبَدْ غَيْرِي. I created them and they worship others besides me. أَرْزُقْ. I sustain them, I nourish them, I provide for them. وَيُشْكَرْ سِوَائِي. And they make shukr to others besides me. خيري إلى العباد نازل وشرهم إلي صاعد. Every second, millions of my bounties and my favors are descending upon this insan. And every second, how does he repay me with disobeying me in millions and millions of ways? The best from me comes to him, the worst from him comes to me. Yet despite this, Fuzay bin Ayaz rahimahullah says, مَا مِن لَيْلَةٍ يَخْتَلِتُ ظَلَامُهَا إِلَّا نَادَ الْجَلِيلُ جَلَّ جَلَالُهُ. Not a single night comes, the darkness becomes intense, except that Allah calls out. Allah calls out, مَنْ أَعْظَمُ مِنِّي جُودًا وَكَرَمًا. Who is more generous than your Allah? Who is more kind than your Allah? الخلائق لي عاصون وأكلوهم في مضاجعهم كأنهم لم يعصوني. Allah says, your whole day was spent in my disobedience. Your whole day was spent in showing your enmity for me. You looked with the eyes that I gave you at haram. You listened with the ears which I gave you to haram. You planned with the hand which I gave you the disobedience of my command. Your whole day was spent in my disobedience. Yet at night, I give you sleep in your warm bed. كَأَنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَعْصُونِي. as if you did not disobey me. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ النَّهَارِ وَيَبْسُطُ يَدَهُ بِالنَّهَارِ لِيَتُوبَ مُسِيءُ اللَّيْلِ. Allah stretches out the hand of His mercy at night so that the sinner of the day can repent. And Allah stretches out the hand of His mercy in the day so that the sinner of the night can repent. مَنْ أَعْظَمُ مِنِّي جُودًا وَكَرَمًا. Allah is asking, who is more generous? Who is more kind than you, Allah? مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي قَرَعَ عَلَىٰ بَابِي فَلَمْ أَفْتَحْ لَهُ. مَنْ ذَا الَّذِي دَعَانِي فَلَمْ أُلَبِّهِ. Who is there that knocked at my door and I did not open the door for him? Who is there that called out to me and I did not respond to him? Allah is waiting. When is the slave of Allah going to come back to Allah? When is this insan going to knock the door of Tawbah? Allama Ibn Kathir rahimahullah mentions the riwayat, مَا مِنْ يَوْمٍ إِلَّا وَالْبَحْرُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ فِي أَنْ يُغْرِقَ ابْنَ آدَمَ. Not a single day passes except that the sea seeks permission from Allah. The sea seeks permission from Allah. And Ya Allah, give me permission, I will drown this insan. وَالْأَرْضُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ فِي أَنْ تَبْتَلِي ابْنَ آدَمَ. The earth seeks permission from Allah. Ya Allah, give me permission. I will suck this insan into my depth. وَالْمَلَائِكَةُ تَسْتَأْذِنُ رَبَّهُ. The angels, they also cannot bear to see the disobedience of this insan. They seek permission from Allah. That Ya Allah, give us permission. We will send down bolts of lightning and we will destroy this insan. Every day, they are calling out, Ya Allah, give us permission to destroy this insan. What is Allah's response? إِنْ كَانَ عَبَدُكُمْ فَشَأْنُكُمْ بِهِ. If it is your slave, then do whatever you want to do. وَإِنْ كَانَ عَبَدِي فَمِنِّي وَإِلَيَّ عَبَدِي. But if it is my slave, then it is between me and them. إِنْ أَتَانِي لَيْلًا قَبِلْتُهُ وَإِنْ أَتَانِي نَهَارًا قَبِلْتُهُ. If they will come back to me in the daytime, I will accept them. If they will come back to me at night, I will accept them. Ya أَيُّهَا insan, Ya أَيُّهَا insan, my respected brothers, by the qasam of my Allah, there is no language that can translate the shafqat, the muhabbat, the kindness that is contained in this expression in Quran in two places where Allah says, Ya ayyuhal insan, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem alladhi khalaqaka fasawwaka fa'adalaka fi ayyi suratin ma sha'a rakabak. Oh my banda, oh my slave, what has put you into a deception about your Allah? Why have you turned your back on Allah? Where are you running? Where are you going? Anna tusharun, Anna tusharun, Anna tu'fakun, Afala yanzurun, Afala tattaqun, Bal hum qawmun ya'dilun, Ta'ala Allah amma yushrikun, Kul hatu burhanakum in kuntum sadiqeen. How many times Quran is calling out, where are you going? Why have you run away from your Allah? Where else are you looking for comfort? Where else are you looking for success? In the haram music of this world, in the haram games of vice of this world. What they say, music is food for the soul. That which Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Al-zinaa yumbitu an-nifaq fi al-qalb kama yumbitu al-maa'u az-zara." He said, like how water will cause crops to grow, listening to the haram music of this world will cause nifaq and hypocrisy to grow in your heart. And what we say, music is food for the soul. Allah Rasulullah said, by listening to haram music, nifaq and hypocrisy will grow in his heart to such an extent that ulama say, at the time of maut, to recite kalima will become difficult. Allah protect us. Where are we looking? Quran is calling out, where are you going? Why have you turned your back upon your Allah? As I mentioned, it is impossible to translate his expression, Ya ayyuha al-insan, ma gharraka bi rabbika al-kareem. Mufassirin explain it like this. Sometimes when you see a beehive, when the honey is overfull, when the honey is overfull, as the honey drips from the beehive, tup, 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 and falls on the floor. When you look at that sight, saliva forms in your mouth, such a beautiful, such a sweet sight. By the qasam of my Allah, 70 times more sweeter than that is this expression, Ya ayyuhal insan, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. And oh my banda, what has put you into a deception about your Allah? Allah is giving chance, and then chance, and then chance. This Mubarak month of Ramadan, Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, لو أراد الله أن يعذب أمة محمد ما آتاهم رمضان. If Allah wanted to punish the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah would not have given them this month of Ramadan. He said the other months of the Islamic calendar, Muharram, Safar, Rabiul Awwal, Rabiul Akhir, Jumad al-Ula, Jumad al-Akhir, these names the Arabs kept. This month of Ramadan, this name Allah kept. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن. This name Ramadan Allah kept. What does Ramadan mean? It comes from the root word رمض يرمض, which means to burn to ashes. So what is the significance of burning to ashes with the month of Ramadan? They say if you want to destroy something, you can break it. If you break it, you can put it together again. You can glue it, stick it together. If you tear something, you can still put it together again. But if you want to destroy something in such a way that no record remains, then they say you must burn it. If you burn it to ashes, you can't put it together again. Ramadan, the month in which the record of the sins of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are burned to ashes. No record even remains. With the first fast of Ramadan, with the first fast of Ramadan, from the Hilal of the Eid of last year, all the sins Allah forgives. Such an opportunity Allah is giving us. The doors of Allah's mercy are thrown open. لو أن رجلا صام يوما تطوعا ثم أعطي من الأرض ذهبا لم يستوفي ثوابه دون يوم الحساب. جناب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, if my ummati has to keep one fast, nafil fast, not Ramadan fast, yawman tatawwa, he said nafil fast. What is the comparison of nafil with farz? It is said if you have the lifetime of Nuh alayhi salam, 1000 years, and you fast every day, nafil fast, all the fast put together is not equal to one farz fast. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if a person fasts one fast, nafil fast, ثُمَّ أَعْطِيَ مِلْ الْأَرْضِ ذَهَبًا, and then the whole earth has to be turned into gold and presented to you on the day of judgment for the one nafil fast. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, that will not equal the reward of the one nafil fast. What is Allah giving you for the first fast of Ramadan? لا يعلم ثواب عامله إلا الله. No one but Allah knows the reward. Second opportunity. جناب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم said, فرض الله لكم صيامه. فرض الله لكم صيامه. Allah made fard upon you the fasting of the day of Ramadan. وسننت لكم قيامه. And I, your Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, made sunnat upon you the Taraweeh Salah of the month of Ramadan. Taraweeh is the khususiyat of this ummah. No other ummah got Taraweeh Salah. And what is Allah giving you on Taraweeh Salah? Allama Munziri rahimahullah mentions the riwayat in At-Targhib wa Tarheeb that for each sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah is giving you 1500 hasanat for every sajda. So every night 60,000 hasanat, 40 sajdas. For every sajda, 1500 hasanat. We are arguing whether it's 8 rakats or 20 rakats. If we knew the value, we want 40 rakats, not 20 rakats. If the announcement has been made that tomorrow in this masjid, those who come for Taraweeh Salah, after the Taraweeh Salah under the Musalla, there will be $1,500. What will happen? Like grandfather who's crippled, grandmother who can't walk at home will bring them also. Zabardasti will force them, bring them to the masjid. The whole masjid will get full, upstairs will get full, the courtyard will get full. Why? Underneath the Musalla, $1,500. We know the value of maal, we don't know the value of amal. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, for every sajda, 1500 hasanat, and for every sajda of Taraweeh Salah, Allah will give you one talis in Jannah, made out of red ruby. This talis will have 60,000 doors made out of gold, for every sajda of Taraweeh Salah. And for every sajda of the month of Ramadan, in Taraweeh or out of Taraweeh, for every sajda of the month of Ramadan, in Taraweeh or out of Taraweeh, Allah will give you one tree in Jannah. A fast horse rider will ride for 500 years and he will not cross the shadow of that tree. Allah is waiting. Ubadah bin Samit radiallahu ta'ala is riwayat. And on this I will terminate. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam at the onset of Ramadan, what did he say? Ataakum Ramadan, Ataakum Ramadan, Shahru Baraka, Yakshakum Allahu Fi, Fayunzilur Rahma, Wayahutul Khataya, Wayastajibu Fihi Dua, Yandurullahu Ta'ala, Ila Tanafusikum Fi, Fayubahi Bikum Malaikata, Fa'arullaha Ta'ala, Min Anfusikum Fihi Khaira, Fa'inna Shaqiyya, Man Hurima Fihi Rahmatullahi Azza wa Jal. It's a pity we don't understand the Arabic language. But in these expressions, in these ahadith, Jaa Ramadan, Ataakum Ramadan, Agallakum Shahrun Azeem, Shahrun Mubarakun, Shahrun Fihi Laylatun, Khayrun Min Alfi Shahr, Shahrun Jaalallahu Siyamahu, Fariqatan, Wa Qiyama Laylihi Tatawwa'a, Man Taqarraba Fihi Bi Khaslatin, Kana Kaman Adda Fariqatan Fima Siwa, Wa Man Adda Fariqatan Fihi, Kana Kaman Adda Sab'ina Fariqatan Fima Siwa, Jaa Ramadan, Tuftahu Fihi Abwaabul Jannah, Tughlaqu Fihi Abwaabul Nar, Tughallu Fihi Shayateen. There is excitement. The Habib of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is excited. Such a month has come. Jannah is thrown open. Jahannam is locked up. Angels, the shayateen are tied up. Yanzilur Rahma. Allah's rahmat is descending. Allah's rahmat is descending. Allah's barakat is descending. Shahru Barakah, the month of barakat. يستجيب فيه الدعاء. Allah is answering your du'as. Allah is wiping away your sin. So what must you do? What must you do? Your Allah is so kareem. What does Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam say? ينظر الله تعالى إلى تنافسكم فيه. Allah wants to see you competing with one another. Compete with one another in this month. Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah, it is mentioned in the month of Ramadan, they would complete 60 khatams of the Quran. 60 khatams of the Quran. Allah wants to see you competing in this month. فَأَرُوا اللَّهَ تَعَالَى مِنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ فِيهِ خَيْرًا. What does Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam say? He said, show Allah. Show Allah in this month how much you want His mercy. How much you love Allah. Show Allah. Sahaba Ikram, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, they understood this. What does it mean to show Allah? Anas bin Nadr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he didn't take part in Badr. When he realized that he had missed Badr, what does he say? He says, if Allah gives me another opportunity, if Allah gives me another opportunity, I will show Allah. I will show Allah how I will sacrifice for His deen. Allah gives him the chance, Uhud comes. The same Anas bin Nadr, on the field of Uhud, he says to Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anhu, واها لريح الجنة واها لريح الجنة إني لا أجد ريحها من دون أحد. O Saad, how beautiful is the smell of Jannat. How beautiful is the fragrance of Jannat. Allah's Qasam, I can smell Jannat coming from Uhud. I can smell Jannat coming from Uhud. Saying this, he throws himself in the battlefield. Sahaba say they counted 80 wounds on the front of the Sahabi. On his Qurbani, the verse of the Quran was revealed, مِنَ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ رِجَالٌ من المؤمنين رجال صدقوا ما عاهد الله عليه فمنهم من قضى نحبه ومنهم من ينتظر وما بدلوا تبديلا. Among the believers are men. Allah says among the believers are men. They have fulfilled the covenant with Allah. Some have given their lives. Some are waiting to strive in the way of Allah and get accepted in Allah's way. وما بدلوا تبديلا. And they will never deviate from this. That jazba and zeal that Rabbi Abbas sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had, where everything was given, one goal, one object, how this ummah can get hidayat. He said in this month of Ramadan, show Allah how much you want Allah's mercy. One sahabi, female sahabi, her name was Umm Amara radiallahu anha. She had two sons. Her husband's name was Zayd. The two sons' name were Abdullah and Habib. رضي الله تعالى عنه. مسيلمة كذاب, who falsely claimed to be a Nabi, he captures her son Habib bin Zayd, and in front of the army of مسيلمة كذاب, the Sahabi is captured. مسيلمة takes a sword in his hand and he addresses the Sahabi, do you bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi of Allah? He says, yes, I bear witness. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi of Allah. He says, do you bear witness that I am the Nabi of Allah? Habib bin Zayd says, I cannot hear you. So Musaylama cuts off his one hand. Then he says to him, do you bear witness that Muhammad is the Nabi of Allah? He says, I bear witness that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is the Nabi of Allah. Do you bear witness that I am the Nabi of Allah? He says, I cannot hear you. Cuts off the next hand. And like this, he cuts off one leg. Then he cuts off the other leg. Then a saw is brought. And piece by piece, the flesh of the body of the Sahabi is cut. Each time, do you bear witness that Muhammad is the Nabi of Allah? He says, yes. Do you bear witness that I, Musaylama Kazzab, is the Nabi of Allah? He says, I can't hear you. It is said even the army of Musaylama cried to see the merciless manner in which he tortured the Sahabi. When the news of the martyrdom of the Sahabi reaches his mother Umm Ammara radiallahu anha, one of the mothers of today cried tears of blood. When you see that young mother with her hair open, with her raiment on, taking the little dear girl, 10 or 11 years of age, with a frock on, to leave her to play in the park, cry tears of blood, ask yourself, that who is going to teach that masoom and that young child that tomorrow you have to become the daughter of Fatima? Tomorrow you have to become the daughter of Aisha and Khadijatul Kubra. And these are the times of mothers today. This is why our elders are crying, establish the halqa of ta'aleem in your home. Bring that qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alive in every home of the ummah. Take that shaitan box, that instrument of zina, out of the homes of the ummah. What are the seeds that are being planted? One are the mothers of today. One were those mothers. When this news is brought that your son was tortured like this, what is the response? She says, لِهَذَا الْيَوْمِ أَرْضَعْتُهُ لِهَذَا الْيَوْمِ أَرْضَعْتُهُ وَإِنَّ اللَّهِ يَحْتَسَبْتُهُ. She says, I breastfed him in order to see this day. I breastfed him in order to see this day. And in Allah's court, I will show my Allah what qurbani and sacrifice my son gave. Allah's Rasul Sahib said, Allah has given us this month. Fa'arullah, show Allah how much you desire His mercy. How much you desire His shafqat. This humanity is crying out for the mercy of Allah. In every direction is the sign of the ghadab and anger of Allah. Sahaba-e-kiram did not sit back in this month. Badr was in Ramadan, Fateh Makkah was in Ramadan. They used this Mubarak month of Ramadan to take decisions of hidayat from Allah. My respected brothers, whether we will live to see another Ramadan, we don't know. Now is the time to make decision with Allah. To cry to Allah, beg from Allah, turn to Allah, that Ya Allah, accept me, accept my family, accept my family, accept me, accept my family, accept my wealth for the work of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Let me become a mercy to humanity, like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was a mercy to humanity. Ya Allah, accept me, use me to give nations of the earth hidayat, to show humanity the way towards Jannah and to turn humanity away from Jahannam. For this, my respected brothers, if we haven't given 4 months in the path of Allah to learn this responsibility very, very quickly, those who haven't given 4 months through the barakah of this month of Ramadan, stand up and give our names, and inshallah, as soon as possible, we will go 4 months in the path of Allah. And those who have been for 4 months, make near to go 4 months every year in the path of Allah. Stand up, mashallah. Who's very, very quickly, mashallah? Shalabai, 4 months in the path of Allah. Stand up, give our names. This is the month of barakah, the month of acceptance. The malaika are saying, Ameen. Get ourselves accepted by Allah. No one should be sitting. Who else, mashallah? 4 months in the path of Allah. More brothers stand up. Those who are standing, keep standing. Your standing will encourage others to stand also. تقبل الله بارك الله الله تعالى accept each and every one of you. Salaam mashallah. Last appeal we are making, my respected brothers, is that at least one ashara. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, awwaluhu rahma, awsatuhu maghfira, akhiruhu itqu minan nar. He said the first ashara is rahmat of Allah, second ashara of Ramadan is maghfirat, the last ashara is itqu minan nar, is emancipation from Jahannam. There is effect in this ashara. So at least 10 days, one ashara of Ramadan, raise our hand, inshallah, that we will give in the path of Allah. One ashara in Ramadan, everyone should give, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfeeq. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله ولك الملك كله بيدك الخير كله علانيته وسره اللهم لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم إنا ندعوك الله وندعوك الرحمن وندعوك البر الرحيم وندعوك بأسمائك الحسنى كلها ما علمنا منه وما لم نعلم أن تغفر لنا وترحمنا لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين اللهم إنك تسمع كلامنا وترى مكاننا وتعلم سرنا وعلانيتنا ولا يخفى عليك شيء من أمرنا نحن البائسين الفقراء المستغيثين المستجيرين الوجلين المشفقين المقرين المعترفين بذنوبنا نسألك مسألة المسألة ونبتهل إليك ابتهال المذنب الذليل وندعوك دعاء الخائف الضرير دعاء من خضعت لك رقبته وذل لك جسمه ورغم لك أنفه وفاضت لك عبرته اللهم لا تجعلنا بدعائك شقيا وكلنا رؤوف رحيما يا خير المسؤولين ويا خير المعطين إنك قلت وقولك الحق ادعوني إنك قلت وقولك الحق ادعوني أستجب لكم
اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، اللهم إنا نسألك رضاك والجنة، اللهم إنا نسألك الفردوس الأعلى وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال، ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك، ونعوذ بك من عذاب جهنم وما قرب إليها من الأقوال والأعمال. اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية، اللهم آتق رقابنا ورقاب والدينا وأمهاتنا وأزواجنا وأولادنا وجميع أقاربنا وجميع أمة محمد وجميع أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من النار بقدرتك يا رب. اللهم افتح أبواب الهداية، اللهم اجعلنا هادين مهدين مهتدين غير ضالين ولا مضلين. اللهم استخدمنا لخدمة دينك بالإخلاص والاستقامة والعافية يا رب العالمين. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار، وقنا عذاب النار، وقنا عذاب النار. اللهم اجعلنا، اللهم اجعلنا ممن صام الشهر واستكمل الأجر وأدرك ليلة القدر وفاز بالثواب والأجر. اللهم اجعلنا من وتقاء الشهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا من وتقاء الشهر رمضان. اللهم اجعلنا، اللهم اجعلنا من وتقاء الشهر رمضان. ربنا لا تزغ قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من كل شر ما استعاذك منه عبدك ورسولك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا ودعنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، والحمد لله. For more lectures, visit slhub.com.